Salam and good evening to you, worthy friend. Please, please, come closer.
Too close, a little too close.
To episode 83 of the Disney Brit podcast for Wednesday the 21st of December. And joining me, as always, is Juz. Hello, Juz.
Hello, Adam. Hello, Disney pod people.
And joining us for our final proper full Disney Brit podcast is Craig. Hello, Craig.
Right.
Right.
Do we go now?
Yeah, that's it. We finish now.
And
that's
all the best. See you.
Goodbye.
Just like to thank our sponsors, touringplans.com. This is the end.
I was looking for the theme tune from HAPPY.
You were looking for that one, weren't you?
I was looking for the theme tune from HAPPY.
And you couldn't find it.
Spotify doesn't have it.
Are you surprised? Does anybody listen to it?
Oh,
it's very sad anyway, of course. It's ever so upsetting that Craig's leaving.
Is he?
Anyway, yeah.
Lucas is leaving.
Yes,
oh my God, this is my favourite listeners.
He's had enough, doesn't like us anymore. Sick to death of us. We're going to do a slightly different show this week because it's the very last show of 2011.
Yeah, Adam's going to do less talking.
I'm going to do less talking. I've actually not got a great voice. Last night I didn't have any voice at all.
No, and it's all about him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even on Donks' last show.
And
it's all
I was kind of like, this isn't going to be good. I'm going to sound terrible, but there you go. Right,
and he's
terrible.
Got a broken leg.
I've not got a broken leg. I've got to go for an X-ray on my knee.
It was a tree and he got chopped down.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I was getting out of my car this morning to drop Harry off at his childminders, and as I stood on the floor, I stood on ice and fell on my knee. And childminder thought it was hysterical, as did my wife, until she saw me come up to the doctors with a note to say I have to go to the walk-in centre for an X-ray tomorrow. And that
childminder, awesome. You don't even look after Harry anywhere, even at home.
That's right. He lives there. He just comes over for a couple of hours in the evening, and then he goes back. As I was saying, this is the last show of 2011. So what we're going to be doing this week is we're going to be recapping on everything that happened in Walt Disney World, or nearly everything that happened in Walt Disney World in the past year. We're getting all the way back to 2011. We're going to take it park by park.
Are we back to 2011?
Right, all the way back to the beginning of 2011.
Okay, right. It's like a time machine. Ooh,
time machine.
Back to 2011.
Back to 2011. And we're going to take a look at the things park by park, what's happened, and we're going to give our opinion on it. Some things that are quite big, some things that are quite small, and just sort of recap. And when I was looking through this, it sort of makes you realise just how much that goes on in Walt Disney World in one year. That there's much more, and actually the stuff that I always think about as being recent history is actually quite a long time away. It was sort of February, and I thought it was only sort of September.
That's still in terms that still calls recent history.
Recent history. Is there
1066 a bit far back? Not so recent.
I'm not convinced the Walt Disney World existed in 1066. I may be wrong. But I don't think it did. What's one overriding memory for you from this past year for Walt Disney World? Is there one thing that sticks out, Craig?
The Walt Disney World or Disney as a whole?
For me, just Walt Disney World.
Oh, no, not really. Yeah, I do, actually. The colossal failure of the projection system.
What, for the Magic Memories and you?
Yeah.
Okay. Juz?
Oh.
I
have a great memory of Walt Disney World. It's called Pirates Funimation.
Pirates Funimation is your big thing, okay? The park's Funimation. Mine's got to be, I think, the new interactive queue for Haunted Mansion. That is my one big overriding sort of change that's happened this past year. It's quite cool.
Great, then, is it?
Positive ones, and I think for positive one.
Mine was a positive one.
Um.
It's not good. The man has been three times this year. Can't think of anything positive.
Well, the best thing this year was my cruise experience, to be fair. That was the best thing this year.
Have you been on a cruise? Walt Disney
World. Yeah, no, you said Walt Disney World.
Just, has he mentioned the cruise to you?
Yeah, I can't
not
think
as much as Adam did, and he only went around the Met.
No, I can't think of anything, to be honest with you. Free Wi-Fi. There you go.
Oh, you can't. You just looked on the Disney Brit site, and that's the first one you've come to, isn't it?
Yes.
What are you doing, taking Adam's literal recent history?
Yeah. Like half an hour ago history.
Well, that's not fish and chips paper yet, is it?
Not yet, no. Not quite. So let's start off then back in January over the Magic Kingdom, and we're going to go sort of chronologically through each park and tell you and talk about some of the things that have happened, some of the changes that have happened. And I suppose right back at the beginning in January in the Magic Kingdom was the beginnings of the Let's the Memories Begin campaign that happened. And sort of happened all over the parks. You had the signs that appeared outside Epcot. There was a montage that appeared outside Animal Kingdom. There was a film strip that appeared outside Hollywood Studios. And there was a Magic Kingdom had Let the Memories Begin across the front of the Main Street station and all of that. Now, you'll have seen these properly, Craig, unlike us. Are these garish and horrible, or do they just sort of fit in quite nicely?
They fit in because you don't realise they're there.
Because especially the one across the front of Main Street USA, it's quite a big thing, isn't it?
It is quite big, but you still don't, because everyone doesn't look, do they? Nobody looks at Main Street. You get in and everyone's legging it to be, you know, in queue for the first ride. Nobody takes time to appreciate Main Street, which really frustrates me.
Okay.
Because I'm walking slowly and enjoying it and getting knocked over by my wife and children who are running for Space Mountain. And everyone else. I have actually said on the last time that one, I would like to go without them, actually. I'd like to do an Adam and just go and look
they
at
call
things.
It, isn't it? An Adam.
Do an Adam. They are subtle. They're very subtle. All of them are subtle. They're there if you want to find them, but they're not in your face.
Well, the next bit it comes up with is the Magic, the Memories, and You, which was sort of one of the main additions to the Memories Begin campaign, where they projected onto the castle all sorts of different images, colours, etc., as well as photos that were taken in the park during the day of guests that had been in. Sort of like the PhotoPass photos, and it was to celebrate people being there and the memories of people and that sort of stuff. And am I right thinking, Craig, you still don't like this?
I love the technology. I think that will in time replace the fireworks and will be brilliant. I just think it's a crappy show.
You really don't like it at all?
No, I don't, because you're watching other people's holiday photographs and I'm bored at looking at your photographs and I know you. So people I don't know, I'll be really bored at. And I think that's the problem with it. It's, oh, that's on. Oh, that looks clever. Yeah, that's clever technology and walk on. They don't sit there going, oh, isn't she adorable? Who probably is, because they're not interested because they don't know who it is.
But they had all the fantastic additions of like the Mickey clock cleaners and that sort of stuff that was going in it as well.
Yeah, but it's people, that's, you know, again, it happens so quickly. It's, you know, 15 minutes before fireworks. And if you're there, you're looking at it. Nobody makes a point of going to see it. And when it's on, you're drawn, because people are nosy, to other people's photographs to see, oh, God, look at the state of him, or look at, you know, you don't look at the other bits that are in there. As I said, the technology is brilliant. And when they do it to replace fireworks and make the castle collapse or do something brilliant with it, wonderful. But until then, you can poke it.
Okay. Are you in the same boat as Craig Juz, or?
That'd be a big boat for me and Craig. I think the technology is awesome, and it's going to become fantastic over the coming years. You won't have to have outside, you know, you could project it onto buildings and change display of pirates or whatever as it goes through. The concept of it was just pathetic. I didn't like it at all. What I would like to have seen was pictures of people who couldn't afford to go on holiday at home being sad, and then you could call it Disney Smugtastic, where everyone just stood in Magic Kingdom and go, ha, look, they can't afford to come and have a good time.
Could they not rename it the Magic, the Memories, and Not You?
Yes, exactly. Right, okay. Something like that. That way everyone would feel good leaving the park to go, yeah, all those poor, on. Sad people. Who
they give you
come.
A paper wad of money to wave at them.
Yeah.
Out of money.
We're going back now.
I still like it. I still quite like the projection stuff.
We didn't knock the projection, we just thought the idea was enough.
Okay, so the idea was rubbish, but the projection idea was okay. Right, next addition was Main Street USA's Town Square Theatre, and the addition of both a Magician Mickey and the Princesses as well. It had two elements to it, two sides of the line. The Storybook Princess is one side, the Magician Mickey the other. Now, what we understand, this is now coming to Disneyland Paris. It has been a popular addition from what we know, and it seems that, you know, people are happy with the style of edition, and also it seems that we've got Talking Mickey coming very, very soon as well. What was your kids' impression of this, Craig, when they first saw this?
They like this. It's, you know, it's good to have them in there. But to be fair, it's only because they've demolished Toontown that they've had to put somewhere else for it. It was fine in the Toontown tent, to be honest with you. It's just a place to go and see the characters, and it's done nicely, and it's in a nice position, and it's nice to have something there. But it wasn't anything spectacular, la.
Not spectacular, la at all.
Not spectacular, la. No.
Oh, okay.
No. It's as spectacular as you could make a meet and greet. It wasn't as impressive as when they did the Pixie Hollow.
Right, okay.
And made that. That was quite impressive.
We've got to remember that obviously Mickey and Minnie were, or Mickey certainly was meeting outside Space Mountain to start off with, which was a very bizarre place for him to be meeting him, but he was certainly there. Haunted Mansion, then, we move on to next, which is the Haunted Mansion enhancements. We had that changeover of the projection system. Is there somebody blowing a gale in the background?
Dogs.
We had the changeover. It's all right, it's the last time. Changeover of the projection system, where they got rid of sort of the robotic animatronic figures, and that was sort of blacked over for a while, where they had these characters sort of just floating in front of black screens, and then we had the changes to what are now these really awesome, clever effects that you can see as you go through. Dunks, good improvement, bad improvement?
Oh, no, this is a good improvement. This is good. I think, for me, I kind of like the queue area when it was working. The couple of times I went there, it wasn't working fully, but when it did, it was good. But I like the ending. I think that's quite good. I quite like that. I think it makes a difference, and it's funny and it's clever, and you're thinking, oh, how do they do that?
Yeah.
So no, I quite like that. And it makes it a bit more fun, actually. It makes it less of a, not that I was ever scared, but you might get some precious little baby in bubbles that would find it a bit frightening.
You were scared.
Maybe me. And it takes that kind of, takes that away. It makes it a little bit more fun.
And of course, as well as that, we had the addition of new interactive queue, which was my highlight of 2011. This interactive queue, and I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on this, because they give you two options now, don't they, to queue. You can either go the scenic route or the normal route.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. They might have done that now. When did I last go in there? It was in August, and we just had the one.
Right, okay.
I went round, so...
Well, you've now got direct route or scenic route, and I'm guessing...
You see, you've just jumped ahead in the year now. I'm really confused chronologically.
Well, chronologically, we're just going through the Magic Kingdom rather than through all the parks in one go, so it's fine. We're just going through the Magic...
Can you go through Magic Kingdom chronologically?
I don't know. Yeah, well, you could go down Frontierland chronologically because of the dates, the way that it changes as you go back, goes up towards Liberty Square. It starts earlier and then gets later.
Dunks, take me with you.
You're coming, mate. Don't worry, I'll send a car.
You can't drive.
I said I'll send a car. I didn't say I would.
Because I'm going to drive it. Oh, dear me. So, Haunted Mansion Interactive Queue. Opinions. Do we still think this has gone down very, very well with guests?
Joseph? I think it's gone down better with geeks.
It's a proper geek thing, yeah. It's definitely a geek thing.
I don't think guests give a monkeys, to be honest.
Well, most of it, they probably don't understand it, do they?
I don't know. Or see it.
But to see
if you got now a choice, right, of static or scenic. I reckon 95% of the people are just going to ask for shortest.
Oh yeah.
So that's probably going to be static and just whiz through.
What about Juz? Do you think this was successful?
I think it's a huge success, but you know, like everything, as Dunk said, it's been a couple of times it was down. What they have to remember is you make these more interactive and everything, therefore there's more overhead to keep them going, and they must always do that. We've seen that with things like Everest, where cutbacks mean that during the stays that people let it go. So as long as they keep it up, I think it's a fantastic addition, and the technology has been a really big improvement. So awesome, let's roll it onto other rides.
Well, certainly for those of you who don't really know much about it, the interactive queue is basically a graveyard that you go through, and there's all of the gravestones in there that were already in the old graveyard. You'd got Grandpa Mark for Mark Davis, you'd got Phil Raisin, like Ravenscroft now has his own organ in there. You've got the tomb of the captain in there, which is supposed to be an old sort of throwback to the original story. You've got the old Master Gracie tomb in there as well. There's loads and loads of stuff in there. And also, this is something I discovered this week, was that, you know, do you remember the old ring that they used to have by the exit that wasn't actually a ring?
Mm-hmm.
It was part of an old post that used to be there. From what I understand now, they've actually intentionally put the cast of a ring in the floor. Yeah, you put the cast of a ring in the floor in the queue, so that this unofficial storyline can sort of stay alive and people can continue to tell it, so to speak, which I think is quite cool, quite a nice addition. It's just for fans. Again, Disney still not actually confirming anything whatsoever to do with the attraction itself, but I thought that was quite cool. Big construction going on this year in 2011 about Fantasyland and everything that's been going on there. And this has been going on since September 12th, 2009, where Disney announced that they were building the Under the Sea attraction. It's going to be this fantastic area for the Little Mermaid and Storybook and the Barnstormer and all those sort of elements that they began to announce to us. And then we're going to have this Sleeping Beauty's castle and all this sort of stuff. And then in 2011, in fact, January the 18th, 2011, Disney announced that Tinkerbell would no longer be coming, that would not be going in, and they would be getting rid of most of the Fantasy Forest idea, and instead they would be putting in this new Seven Dwarfs Mine Train coaster that would be opening in a few years' time. But I suppose Fantasyland this year has been the year of it looking quite a mess, has it not?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, I suppose it's been a mess. I mean, there's a big wall up. It's been quite interesting because you can see quite a lot over the wall. We can see, you know, the Beast Castle was coming on lovely in August, last time I was in the Magic Kingdom. So, you know, that's quite exciting to see that. But, yeah, it's probably the first time you've ever seen so much construction not being hidden.
Yeah.
So much open construction.
They can't, can they? They can't hide that much.
Too big, isn't it?
Yeah,
too massive.
Now, they've got rid of the Princess's Pixie Hollow. Good decision, bad decision? What do you think?
It was quite girl-centric, so probably they've balanced it out a bit by taking it out. But, you know, it is very popular. So,
Girl-dad-centric.
Yeah, yeah. Tinkerbell,
how about
that?
But it was,
how you doing?
In terms of Disney franchises, the Disney Fairies was a bit of a fail, was it not? It never really took off in the way they expected it to, you know, with basically most of the movies just coming straight to DVD.
Yeah, fair point. But Tinky's always good, isn't it? But yeah, you can't just have Pixie Hollow for one, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it would probably been a bit of a mistake to continue to include that as the film sort of disappeared into the ether. I think they had loads of plans for all these great ideas, and then none of it really happened in the end. But instead, they did build somewhere for Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell's magical nook did appear, and it appeared in Adventureland Veranda. And there was basically the idea, as you went in, you were shrunk down to the size of a pixie, and you would go and meet Tink and all of her friends, and is it Terrence, the male one, I think it is? You did this, didn't you, Craig? Did you get dragged in here by your daughter to go into the Tinkerbell's nook?
No, I avoided it because we went into the last place that they had.
Oh, in Epcot.
Yeah, no, was it Epcot? No, they had a place before in Magic Kingdom, didn't they?
They had one up in, I'm sure it was in Mickey's Toontown Fair, and then they moved over to Epcot, and then they moved back to Adventureland Veranda.
Yeah, no, so we went to the one in Mickey's Toontown Fair, which wasn't that old before they pulled it all down, and they'd redone it all. And there was always a 90-minute wait, and this is the whole story where I refused, and then she cried, and then I caved in like a big softie.
That's the one.
So we waited for 90 minutes, and it was quite impressive the way that they did it. And they did get a lot of time with the three fairies, Tinkerbell and the two others. That's how popular they were.
There was no one there at all.
No, I forget who the other ones were. Who were the other two?
Vidia, Rosetta, and...
Rosetta, that was it.
Mist? Was it?
Yeah, can't remember. But I mean, they were good because they all interacted. They, you know, you went in and you saw all three, four of them together, and they all kind of chatted along and stuff. So that was quite good. But no, I haven't been. I refused to go into this one. I said she was too big, and B, I'd already queued up to see Tangle for an hour.
Well, the biggest addition, I think, to the Magic Kingdom for this past year has got to be almost a surprise addition that nobody really expected. Right back in January, I think it was January, there was a fire that happened in the Magic Kingdom over at the Enchanted Tiki Room. And this fire basically closed the attraction for a good period of time. And it was sort of delayed. They were going to open it, and then they were going to open it again a bit later, and then it was going to open a bit later, and it didn't happen. And eventually we got to the point where they announced that the old original Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room would reopen in its 1971 condition. The queue would be changed, the attraction would be changed, although some of the songs would be a little bit shorter, and then this brand new attraction, or brand new old attraction, opened later in the year. Craig, you've been now back to Enchanted Tiki Room, have you, since it reopened?
I have indeed, yes.
It's as good as you remember it being.
It is good. I like, you know, it's nice. I didn't hate, though, the under new management one. I quite like that. But kind of minded as to, I don't think that they would have done this had it not been the 40th anniversary. They would have probably just done it as
the old one and brought that back.
Probably just kept under new management and just mended it.
Right.
But it was quite nice. The thing is, though, I think, I don't know, it's one of those attractions that I don't think has got kind of like repeat appeal, you know, that you'll go and see it once, oh, this was quite nice, and then you probably won't go again for 3 or 4 years or whatever. Whereas under the new management, you probably might have gone a bit more because it was, the kids might have recognised characters a bit more from the films, but that was all. But it was good. It was nice. I liked it.
Just old or new?
I'm indifferent. I like both of them, to be honest with you. My only thing is, we can say we like it, and it tends to be more from a Disney geek point of view.
Yeah.
In reality, I imagine Joe Boggs going down there, sitting through it, will come out and go, well, that's a bit old and tired looking.
It's a bit Captain EO, isn't it?
Why is Michael Jackson in there?
I remember Captain EO being amazing when I was younger, and then I went back to see it again and went,
Exactly. So it's so great. People are paying money going in, and the non-Disney geeks going,
Yeah,
I can see that.
I reserve judgment to get a chance to go back. Right, let's have a look at some of the shops, changes and things like that have been going on. Firstly, we obviously had the opening of the Town Square Theatre for Mickey. That also meant we had to have a new store, which was the Curtain Call Collectibles, where you could go into there and buy all sorts of Disney merchandise. And there were some great little elements in there that were quite funny with regards to Imagineering comments and things like that. Of course, the biggest change, the Enchanted Grove changes to the Cheshire Cafe. I know you're all really worried about that change that happened. But the one I think that Juz was probably quite pleased about was the change of Pirata El Pirico into Tortuga Tavern, because they are linked this in now to the movies. Tortuga Tavern now has inside some pictures of some of the characters in sort of sketch form. There's also a book in there which has got elements of information from The Black Pearl and from The Queen Anne's Revenge that are all added there. It was sort of about time that they updated this place, wasn't it, and added something that would be recognisable from the movies. They've done it to the attraction. It would only make sense that they did it to the restaurant across the way.
Well, the whole area is interlinked and always has been interlinked. Yeah. It gives the impression of one street, sort of like a couple of buildings type thing around you. So it makes complete sense. I'm surprised it took so long to do it, because I think the whole area has been built around that. It just fits in perfectly. I mean, Dunks is probably the better one because he's been there.
But is it likely to be ruined if they put this new Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom element in? Is that going to sort of destroy?
Yes.
Yeah, it might do. I know they're thinking.
It's a small enough area not to do that, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I think it is. But it would be a shame if they did destroy the ambience of the style of that area. But I think they're going to put something in there, I have a feeling. Last few things then for the Magic Kingdom. We've got the Angelica meet and greet that happened over in the Pirates of the Caribbean. That happened briefly. Monorail Peach did appear on the Magic Kingdom monorail track. And we have the TTC parking lots that appeared as well. The question is, though, can you two name the new different areas for the parking lots? Right, let's see. There are 6 different heroes and 6 different villains. Can you name the 6 heroes for the new parking lot without Googling it, Craig?
I'm not Googling it. I'm just logging in again because my computer's gone funny.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, I've got to type in my password, new Disney parking lot names. Right.
Name them.
The Mummy.
No.
Woody Woodpecker.
Ursula.
No. Ursula's one of the baddies.
Okay.
The thingy one.
The thingy one?
Yeah.
No, the thingy one they'd considered, but they took it out.
The one who lives in the devil one.
Cruella de Vil.
No.
Zerg is one of them.
The pirate Hook. He's got to be one.
Yeah, Hook's one of them.
Billy Elliot.
They took him out as well.
The Dib's got to be a villain.
OMG.
Yeah. Scar.
Scar's one.
Just thinking of the Vinylmations. Yeah. Who's the one who does the show that I can never pronounce? The blue one.
Smurfs.
Ursula.
No, from Hercules.
Oh, Hades.
That's the, one, That's Hades. The one
no,
I said.
Hades isn't in there.
Oh, forget it. I did say that.
All right, so the goodies then.
You're missing two baddies. You're still missing two baddies.
Well, the bear, he was me.
So we've got Jafar.
Jafar is there. Last one's a classic.
Ursula, Scar, Cruella. We said Cruella.
No, Cruella's the other one, which we didn't actually sort of say. I said Cruella. We no, not that one. Right, so you're going for your heroes. Who you got? You got six heroes.
Jazz.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse isn't in there.
Goofy.
Hold on, isn't Tangled Rapunzel one?
Rapunzel is one of them, well done.
I'm parking Rapunzel.
Play along at home.
I'm about to Rapunzel, just follow my hair. Well, yeah, you think Mickey and Minnie would be one, but they're not, are they? Robin Hood. Peter Pan
is in there.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a clue with some of these.
The car.
Some of them link.
Okay. So, Buzz.
Buzz is not in there.
Woody.
Mary Poppins. In there.
Woody links with Zurg.
Mary Poppins, yeah, that'd be Mary cool. Poppins. So, who links with Hook? Peter Pan is Hook.
Yeah, you got that.
Simba, then, if Scar.
Yeah, Simba for Scar.
So, Cruella.
Jaws.
Cruella doesn't have a match.
Oh, okay. Oh. So, there's a bit of a link. Is a load of our rubbish.
There no, there's two that don't link. The rest do.
Okay,
to Jafar. Who links with Jafar?
Aladdin.
Oh, get in there. And then we've got two that I would... Well, one now that I would class as a contemporary princess of an oriental nature.
Oh, Kentucky Fried Mulan.
Ooh. Mulan is indeed
Kentucky
correct.
Fried.
You've got them all. It's lucky that you've posted that link up on the Skype, which is to the Disney Parks blog, Magic Kingdom Parking Lot Welcomes Heroes and Villains at Walt Disney World Resorts. Lucky you put that up, wasn't it?
Otherwise,
you'd look really stupid. Right. Let's just go through some
They're
of the
not
things
the, villains, the heroes and villains we would have picked, though.
No, we wouldn't have picked them, no. No.
Merchandising must have been.
Is he stuck over in Universal? Let's go through some of the other things that happened at the Magic Kingdom that we haven't mentioned so far. So, the Walt Disney World Marathon comes through the Magic Kingdom. That was January the 9th last year. As we already said, the 13th of January was the Enchanted Tiki Room closing. We have got also the Splash Mountain reopened on January the 31st with the new lap bar restraints. They sort of went in. We've already
And our very popular pictures of that as well.
Picture of that, yeah. Super Bowl MVP Aaron Rodgers visited the Magic Kingdom on February the 7th. Now, I was looking at this thinking, was it really February?
It could be MVP again this year coming up.
It could indeed. But that must have meant that Super Bowl was the end of Jan last year.
No. First Sunday of February.
So, first Sunday of February then. But that's quite scary that it was that long ago. It only seemed like 5 minutes ago. We've got Mickey's Toontown Fair closed on the 11th of February. We've got the Disney Princess Half Marathon that happened in February as well. The temporary ending at Haunted Mansion debuted on the 4th of March, and the Haunted Mansion new interactive queue sort of first opened on March the 14th. Town Square Exposition all reopened as Town Square Theatre on April 1st, as did the Curtain Call Collectibles. We've got the Hitchhiking Ghost finale officially opens on April the 3rd. That's sort of everything that happened in April. Not as much happening in May. You've got Blackbeard projection replacing David Jones's projection in the Pirates of the Caribbean. That was the 20th of May, which, funny enough, coincided with the release of the latest movie. Nothing really happened in June. In July, Flynn Rider disappeared from his meet and greet. That was the 2nd of July that happened. The Firehouse gift station closed in the Magic Kingdom on the 10th, and Tinkerbell's Magic Nook opened on the 28th of July. August is when the Enchanted Tiki Room reopened. Also, moving into September, we had Nights of Joy. We had parking lots renamed. We had the trick-or-treat meetup private party at the Magic Kingdom, and the room for one more private party at the Magic Kingdom as well. Well, that was the end of September as well. That seems so much closer. They had the 40th anniversary celebrations, obviously, on the 1st of October. That happened as well. And the Talking Mickey began greeting visitors at Town Square Theatre on October 31st of this year. Enchanted Grove changed to Cheshire Cafe on the 9th of November. And that is pretty much everything that happened. So let's nip over to Epcot, shall we, and see what happened over there. One of the things that happened, the biggest thing that happened in Epcot, really, was the Florida Project, which was to help celebrate Walt Disney World's 40th anniversary. It was a trading event for pins and Vinylmation. It sort of passes over this, didn't it? Because us guys aren't really massive pin traders. And although we've got our Vinylmation, well, Craig's more of a big trader now, but it was an event that sort of passed over us, wasn't it? Yes.
Yes. So, Jazz, I was following the protocol that's been in place.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it did pass over us because we had the coverage from Nick and everything.
Well, Nick did the stuff for the website and everything for us.
Didn't we went on about it for quite a while. I dispute that, sir. I dispute the Passover.
You're disputing a Passover.
I'm going to go to the independent adjudicator.
And the independent
Craig,
adjudicator says,
do you think we overlooked it?
I think as a media organisation, we covered it sufficiently. However, the three of us really couldn't give a monkey's.
Yeah, that's probably...
That was different. Yeah, that's a different angle.
That's probably quite clear that that's exactly what happened. Really not a massive amount happened in Epcot. We had the Kabuki Cafe, which reopened, where they sell the Kakigori stuff, and they had to put some small snacks that happened in Japan as well. The House of Innovations, which was closed for pretty much the whole of 2010, reopened in 2011, with some new technologies, including hanging beds that will support very heavy weights, kitchen tables and chairs made entirely out of cardboard. Now, I really miss the House of Innovation 2010. Have you been into the 2011 one, Craig? Did you make it in?
No, I didn't. No.
They're going to burn down if they're made out of cardboard. I do like the sound of the beds that take big weights.
I was too busy moaning about how outdated Epcot looks and should be trashed.
It isn't. No, it shouldn't.
Oh, no, it shouldn't. They don't get it started on the whole outdated it is.
Michelle agreed with me.
Michelle is just an American.
Oh, right. Is that how... She's American, therefore that counts. Race Around the World Cars game was also open during the summer months when they had the food and wine and during Pixar's 25th anniversary. It was basically a game where you went around to different kiosks around World Showcase. You had a card that you had to stamp, and at the end you got a badge that said, "I won the Race Around World Showcase 2011 Epcot International Food and Garden Festival." So people had the opportunity to go around and take part in that as well. We had the Bead Outpost that opened up in the top of the sort of near the African looking area. Pixie Hollow, which is the area that I think Craig mentioned, that was added to Epcot when Mickey's Toontown Fair closed. This was sort of like, it was almost like an open air sort of meet and greet, wasn't it? Was it outdoors or was it inside the Character Central? I can never remember.
What, sorry?
The Pixie
Hollow. It was inside the outside centre.
It was inside.
It was indoor. It was right next to Mouse Gear, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that pretty much closed quite early, and that ended up going over to Adventureland. We had the Main Street Motors that took over Epcot parking lot. We had the House of Good Fortune shop that opened as well in the China Pavilion. And the last thing that happened in Epcot this year was the Jewel Dragon Acrobats came in and replaced the Dragon Legend.
The Jeweling Dragons?
The Jeweling Dragons.
Cool! Back to Harry Potter.
Jeweled Dragon Acrobats.
Did I not pay attention? Was it not the band changed this year and then changed its name again?
Who's changed their name again?
Didn't the British Invasion do the swap out this year and then the English Channel changed its name?
Yes, they did, to the British...
Did you mention that?
No, I'm going to mention it in a second.
Oh, you said the last thing was the Dueling Dragons.
That Epcot has had so little done to it this year?
They have. They had the band change and then changed its name.
Well, the band change, which I'll mention in a second.
Okay.
Why is it, do you think, they've had such little change again?
Because everyone's spending so much money on Magic Kingdom.
You think that's what it is? It's the Magic Kingdom things?
Yeah.
And I'd imagine it's quite an expensive park anyway, with the change for Flower and Garden and Food and Wine. I shouldn't have thought either of those are cheap.
Change. Yeah, that's true. They're quite a large change.
And it's beautiful just the way it is.
25th anniversary for Pixar. Was Epcot the right choice of park, do you think?
No.
Yes.
And would you put it at Hollywood Studios?
Yes.
Why do you say yes?
Pixar Place.
Jez, why do you say yes?
Just wanted to be different. Okay. I really agree with Craig.
Let's just go.
Although
through.
In reality, can I point out, Pixar Place, you couldn't fit anything in. That's bad enough as it is.
Yeah, there wouldn't be enough space. It's so cramped in there when you got so many people.
Just could have renamed the park Pixar Park.
Well, they could have taken over the old the studio, which they're talking about putting Monsters Inc. coaster in, which will never happen. They could have used that studio and put it in there. It's possible.
Although it does fit in because Pixar was cutting edge, I suppose.
Yes,
like
cutting hedge.
Cutting hedges.
There you go, just like the
Flower and Garden Festival.
You mentioned the band yet?
No, not the band yet. So let's go back to the beginning of 2011 and mention some of the things we haven't mentioned so far. Interactive exhibits changed at the Imagination Pavilion, where they had a Create Your Own Figment computer station that reopened. In February, What's Your Problem Velcro exhibit closed. Did anybody ever see that?
Yes.
Was it any good?
I was stuck on it.
Were you?
Yes.
Right.
Smitten. You couldn't tear me away.
Oh dear. Dragon Legend Acrobats left in February. Can you believe February the 5th when they disappeared?
Disappeared.
They just
jumped over the fence and
okay,
gone.
Guys, so Kingdom your visas Keeper. Are now. Oh, where have you gone?
Kingdom Keepers, a giant snake came and ate them all. Pixie Hollow opened on February 12th. We've got the Flower and Garden Festival beginning on March the 2nd as well. Into April, we've got International Gateway Tram Shelter was demolished. That's a big one. You've got the Yonggeng Shangiden. I should have read that before, shouldn't I? Merchandise shop, which reopened as a House of Good Fortune. The Race Around the World Cars Game. April the 3rd as well. We've also got the Beatles cover band British Invasion's final show was on April the 30th. You've got the Pixar 25th anniversary weekend as the May 13th to 15th. Flower and Garden Festival ended on May the 15th as well. Also, the Simon game at the Imagination Pavilion opened in a post show. Don't Waste It in Interventions closed on June the 12th. And we've got the Bead Outpost opening on July the 3rd, House of Innovation opening July 7th. We've got the Kakagori reopening as the Kabuki Cafe on July the 25th as well. Moving into later, maybe into the summer, basically, the Florida Project, that was in the 9th to the 11th of September. The Simply Segway Toy and Innovations closed September 10th. How sad is that? I never got a chance to ride that because it
was. I think they had to close it because the weight limit on the Segway is 8.5 stone, and the average weight of people going there now is more than that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that true, or are you just making that up? I can never tell. You just say so seriously.
No, that's true. Well, okay. They did it.
Is that why they did it? Fine. The Food and Wine Festival started September 30th, and then the Wine and Dine inaugural half marathon was October 1st. Jewel Dragon Acrobats debuted October 12th, and then the Food and Wine Festival closed November 13th. And then obviously in December we've got all the holidays around the world and that sort of stuff. And do you know what? I've done all of that, and I still can't remember what date the new band started in the UK Pavilion, which is terrible being British, isn't it?
Do you know, I could spend a year at Epcot. Just saying that, I think I could just spend a year there.
So there's so much stuff that happens at Epcot. The thing is, Magic Kingdom has a lot of updating going on this year, whereas Epcot has a lot of great events that happen throughout the year, and they come back again and again. They get stronger each year.
I think it's an amazing place. Really is.
It is. But Craig thinks it's outdated and needs bulldozing.
No, I think the front bit is.
The front bit.
Everyone moans about Captain EO. Oh, that's dated. Have a little wander around and it all stuck in the 80s. You feel like you're on the set of Back to the Future.
Well, I think the problem was, it was that Future World looks like an 80s version of the future. And I think that was the issue, that they tried to do the 80s version of the future that just become outdated and very...
So you don't know that. You don't know if you could go in a time machine and go forward 1,000 years, that might all be in.
I was saying that in recession, we might end up just building things out of grey walls and... blue lines. It's probably true. You never know. Maybe they were. Maybe Imagineers are proper visionaries and are able to predict the future.
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably not. Hollywood Studios, then. Let's find out what happened this year. The biggest addition to Hollywood Studios was that Star Tours The Adventure Continues, although it doesn't continue because it's just started because it's a prequel, opened Hollywood Studios, giving guests the opportunity to ride it again and again and get a different experience by enjoying an opening scene, visiting one planet, a transmission, then a second planet. And the elements that they get are an opening scene of either Darth Vader or Stormtrooper. Have you seen both of those, Craig?
Darth Vader, we saw.
We've seen Darth Vader. Then they get the first planet, which is the choice of Kashyyyk, Hoth, or Tatooine, where you get the forest speed bikers in Kashyyyk, the AT-ATs in Hoth, and the pod racing. Then you get a transmission for one of the three following, Princess Leia, Admiral Akbar, or Yoda. And then you get the second planet of Naboo, Coruscant, or Geonosis. Naboo is the underwater caverns. You've got the race through the crowded city in Coruscant, and you've got the you sort of travel through the unfinished Death Star and defeat Boba Fett in Geonosis. So that was the addition. Rex, though, is still in the queue line of the old attraction, which was great to see. Now, one of the biggest controversies, I suppose, among the Disney fan community was the addition of the Pixar Pals Countdown to Fun Parade. We had a great parade beforehand that disappeared. I think it was on the 15th. And then the 16th, this new show opened, and it was about half the length, is it not, Craig, of the last...
Yeah, it's small. I like Block Party Bash. I like that, and I don't like this one. It's just quick.
Well, Block Party Bash was awesome, was it not?
It was good. I liked it. They stopped, you had to dance, kids could get up and get involved. It was different. Rather than a parade, it was a bit more of a show.
Show, wasn't really? It?
Yeah.
Like 20, 25 minutes, wasn't it?
Or maybe a bit longer.
And Pixar Pals Countdown to Fun is...
It's about 7 minutes.
Yeah, it's about 7 minutes. So we got 15th of January, 25-minute extravaganza, 16th of January, and I remember following people on Twitter with this. They were saying how they'd been sat around for 3-4 hours to make sure they got a good camera shot for their camera and all that sort of stuff to make sure they could pass on what happened. And then at the end, they were like, okay, it's finished in 7 minutes. It's done. It's finished. It's over. So it kept some of the old elements of Block Party Bash, got some new elements in there as well, and basically proved to be a little bit of a flop, which is a bit of a shame, really. Lightning McQueen was added to the Lights Motors Action this past year, as well as getting a new meet and greet area to by the Streets of America out by Muppet Vision, where they got almost like a race podium style area where you could go inside and meet both Lightning McQueen and Mater. It seems the Americans have taken to Lightning McQueen coming in more than they have in than the French have. Because in France, the Light Motors Action edition of Lightning McQueen was a bit rubbish, whereas the Americans seem to like it a bit more. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
You don't?
I'm not sure. No, I don't know why they don't into it more. Because it's a popular film. Perhaps just the franchise has taken over more of them. They're still into the rats in France.
Maybe you should Ratatouille should have been in there and they squashed him.
They ran him over. That'd go down well.
He's the rat.
In 2011, we said goodbye to Playhouse Disney live on stage and said hello to Disney Junior live on stage. That started in March 2011. We had, in the original Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, we had Little Einsteins, and we had, I've forgotten what the third one, My Friends Tigger and Pooh. That was the original that we had in the last. And then suddenly My Friends Tigger and Pooh disappeared. And we said hello to Jake and the Neverland Pirates. They all became part of the show as well. So Little Einsteins were in there. The Fab Five, we said, Handy Manny. And then Jake and the Neverland Pirates was the new addition. Interesting, the show has still only been replaced in Walt Disney World. It's still not been replaced in Disneyland Paris, where we're still having My Friends Tigger and Pooh going on, which is strange, but there we go. Also, talking about characters and changes, Phineas and Ferb got their very own meet and greet adjacent to the Muppet Vision exit. Originally, it was just Phineas and Ferb, and then a little bit later, they did a bit of a test with Perry the Platypus as well. Popular meet and greet, this, wasn't it? Have you been to meet Phineas and Ferb yet?
I haven't met Phineas and Ferb. No, I don't know what they're doing today.
I don't know. Where's Perry?
Exactly. I haven't seen those. I should have done. The kids still watch them. They were watching them today, actually, the Christmas one.
I love Phineas and Ferb.
I do love Phineas and Ferb.
Genius. Hey, come on, Jers. I know you don't watch the films, but you've got to watch Phineas and Ferb, surely.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
The Christmas one's quite good, because it was, you know, where they...
Don't ruin it.
No, well, just at the beginning, Candice says Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence.
Don't listen, I won't turn off.
She says, Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence.
Yeah, now they say Phineas and Ferb making a Christmas special, which is quite funny.
Okay. What was that on?
Disney Channel, I presume, today, at some point.
Search that one out. Because he's been working hard, you see, sat in front of Phineas and Ferb. So that
does work hard.
That came along.
Oh, drama teacher, I'll have you know.
No, I don't work very hard at all. Also, there was a Q-Bot, and I don't know whether anybody saw this, but this was only sort of briefly around, which was a remote-controlled robot that talked to visitors, a bit like Push the Trash Can, but it had rotating boxes that when you turn them, it could... You know the ones that have, like, the head of a cowboy, the body of a cowboy, and the legs of a cowboy, you can turn it to make different things. They had one of these walking around for a little while, and they tested it in Hollywood Studios, and then they sent it over to Hong Kong Disneyland for a permanent edition over there. But Q-Bot was around for a little while, and it was sort of got missed out by a lot of people. Not many people mentioned it. Lotso got kicked out of Hollywood Studios during 2011 and was replaced by a Winnie the Pooh meet and greet. Although it looked quite cool, we discussed this about what was the point.
Yes.
Because you can meet Winnie the Pooh in many places. Why does he need his own film meet and greet? Just because he's got his own film coming out.
That's the only reason. It was quite good having Lotso there, because you could say, I'll go and give him a kick, and then the cast member said, oh no, he's been to good bear training. He's a nice...
That's right, yeah. I remember you saying about that.
All those, it's kind of funny.
They did all
that. Did you still kick him?
I did tread on his toe, yeah.
You did tread on him?
Yeah.
That's mean.
He's evil. He deserves, I've got a bear grudge. You got it, haven't you?
That's Harold, I'll miss your jokes. Well, that's everything that changed in Hollywood Studios, so let's just quickly go through. So January 15th, Block Party Bash closed. 16th, Pal's Countdown to Fun opened. Playhouse Disney closed for renovations on the 29th of January. We move into February. Playhouse Disney reopens. March, Playhouse Disney opens as Disney Junior. ESPN The Weekend has its final year, the 4th to the 6th of March. Long rest its soul. The Magic of Disney Animation opens displays for Winnie the Pooh and Cars 2 on March the 17th. And then we go all the way through to May, where we've got Winnie the Pooh and a meet and greet opening, and then we've got the Phineas and Ferb meet and greet opening on the 29th of May. Revised Cars meet and greet, the new look meet and greet, opened on June the 24th. Lightning McQueen joined the cast of Lights Motors Action. It was a delay. I think it should originally have been in June. That finally opened on July the 19th. Perry the Platypus joined Phineas and Ferb for a meet and greet for a one-day test on August the 6th. Angelica meet and greet ended at Hollywood Studios as well on August the 20th. Then we carry on into September. Journey into Narnia, hooray, finally closed on September the 10th. Most outdated franchise I think you could have found in a Disney park. Q-Bot Interactive was around on October the 11th. Began a two-day test in the park. And then that was pretty much it for the parks, for Disney Hollywood Studios in 2011. Right, moving on to our last park, which was Animal Kingdom. And again, the biggest change to Animal Kingdom was the Wild Africa Trek that opened. It was basically a tour that cost you a small fortune, and it went through the Kilimanjaro safaris. It included going over the top of crocodile pits, leaning over the edge of sort of craters, I suppose, feeding hippos, all those sort of elements, as well as getting a special safari that would take you on a different journey through the savannah and take you to a nice little hut to go and eat a very different, interesting dinner. That's something that I think has had positive reviews. Well, positive reviews in what it actually is, but negative reviews in the cost of it. I'd say that's probably true.
Yes. Yeah.
The Wilderness Explorers game was briefly trialled in the Pangani Forest Trail as well in 2011, where guests were able to go and collect their Wilderness Explorer badges as they went through the trail and then hopefully collect their badge right at the end. That was something that happened. And that was really the only two major things that happened. Animal Kingdom again, you know, two things change. Why?
Well, they've got a big change coming, haven't they? That's probably
They have. You know, there was the big announcement of what was coming with regards to
Smurfland.
The Smurfland, yes, that's
coming. Big Smurfland.
So that was the big announcement that did happen this year. So let's just quickly see if we've got anything else to cover for Animal Kingdom. Nope, we've got Wild Africa Trek, which we've already said was on the 15th of January. Expedition Everest 5-year anniversary party happened on March the 5th. And then there's nothing at all that happened in April. We had the Expedition Everest 5K Challenge on the 7th of May. And that was the only thing that happened there. We had DJ Dynamite that began working in Dinoland USA on June the 9th. How terrible is that? Isn't that awful? How long do you think it took them to actually come up with that terrible name? It truly is quite awful. And then we've got the Wilderness Explorer game playtesting in Pangani Forest Exploration Trail from the 15th to the 19th of September. And that is everything other than the 4th of December when Donald's Dining Safari Lunch opened at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, don't get Craig started on Donald.
Don't get Craig started on that as well. Very little resort news that happened over the past year. The only sort of real big thing was Saratoga Springs redoing their pool. And then as knowing about the opening of Art of Animation Resorts and the sort of the reservations starting this year. And that was sort of really all there was over the past year. We can move on to Downtown Disney and talk about some of the changes that happened at Downtown Disney. Downtown Disney is going through a major refurb over the next couple of years. And what's sort of our opinion towards the end of the year? We had quite a clear, I think, vision from Disney at the beginning of the year that seems to have gone a little bit haywire.
I mean, it's all sort of stopped and started and stopped, and I think that's the problem. They haven't got a vision at the moment. They seem to be too preoccupied elsewhere.
That's right, yeah. They seem to have had this brilliant idea for Hyperion Wharf, but then suddenly just disappeared out the window. Well, Hyperion Wharf did start. They did demolish both Motion and the Rock and Roll Beach Club this year, and that meant there was a reshuffling of different stores that was going on. A new Sunglass Icon building was a flagship store, was basically opened with a new decor. Pooh's Corner closed, and that was replaced by the Marketplace Fun Finds. Magic Masters closed. That's sad. I am quite sad about Magic Masters going. I'll talk about it in a minute. And then Something Silver went in there. Magnetron closed. That was replaced by Blink by Wet Seal.
Never forgive him for closing Magnetron.
Yeah, you see, Magnetron and Magic Masters. I so wish Magic Masters.
Both stores that all of us would never buy anything from but really like.
No, that's a lie. I did buy stuff from Magic Masters.
What did you buy?
I bought a couple of magic tricks in the 2 years that I went. I bought one where you can make the handkerchief disappear, and the second one, what did I buy? I can't remember what the other one was. But I used to buy stuff from Magic Masters. And the great thing I loved about Magic Masters was that you would go in and you'd buy your trick, and then they would take you into a side room and they'd teach you how to do it for you. Like,
beat the hell out of you and take your money back.
Yeah. But you would never, when you walked in, there were no things on display. It was just empty and a price list. And then you would order whatever you want, and they'd take you to the side room, teach you how to do the trick, and then off you went, which was cool. And that disappeared. But there were a couple of major additions or changes that came to Downtown Disney. Ride Makers is the first one. Well, Ride Makers sort of closed. It was taken over sort of from the Virgin Megastore area, and then it reopened as a smaller version inside of Team Mickey. The reason for that is the former Ride Makers building is now going to become a Splitsville. That's going to open in 2012. Mickey's Mart and Summer Sands closed, means there's empty stores there, but we had a massive redistribution of shops. It's like everyone, the music started and they said, when the music stops, that's your new store. Little Miss Match moved over near AMC. We've already said that. Which is where the former Mickey's Mart and Summer Sands were. But we had AMC as well. AMC turned into a dine-in theatre. This was one of my favourite conversations, I think, that we've had over the past year about the dine-in theatre and about the food and about buying noisy, crinkly food and all those sort of things. But that, again, seems to have been quite popular, has it not?
It has.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Just seems to have taken on very well. The Lego Imagination Store went into a massive refurb this year.
Lego Dunks.
Meanies.
They had what was basically a temporary store put up right by the Earl of Sandwich while they had a big refurbishment of the old store.
Why were they doing the refurbishment then, Adam? Was it to coincide with something else they were doing?
Oh, it might have been. I don't know. What do you think it could have been? If we had guess, I don't know what it is. Dunks, any idea what it could have been?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the decimation of my beloved Cypress Gardens.
Oh, the rededication of Cypress Gardens. That's the one, yeah. Yeah. To make Cypress Gardens popular enough to people actually wanting to go into it. In April, it reopened its old location and had some fantastic, they really are amazing, Lego sculptures outside. The one with the dragon and Prince Charming, with the dragon breathing fire towards Prince Charming's shield, is phenomenal. With the flames underneath. You got your Buzz Lightyear one there, and there's a Snow White one as well, I think. And then there's a Woody one of which is twice the height of Nick, if I remember rightly.
And the rest.
And the rest. Harley Davidson's store moved as well in 2011. We've already talked about Blink by Wet Seal. The Marketplace Fun Finds. Now, am I right in thinking this Marketplace Fun Finds is the takeover from the sort of corridor that you used to get, where they used to have, like, this for $10 and this for $10? It's become a larger location. Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah.
I am, okay, that's fine. I couldn't remember whether they had or not, whether it was become almost like the discount store for Downtown Disney, which I kind of like that they've taken this a little more seriously. Because you always felt a bit sinister going down that corridor full of all these things, like there was something wrong with it. But now they've made it into a store, I quite like that, which is quite cool. So they've got some good stuff in there, I hope. Well, Apricot Lane also opened, and that opened across from Raglan Road.
Can't stand apricots.
Can't stand apricots. Okay.
And then apricot jam. Yum.
No, I hate apricots.
I love apricots.
Apricot and Stilton cheese.
No, so. I hate apricots.
Love apricots. Love, love, love.
So I can't go down this lane.
You can't go down that lane. And then something silver opened at Magic Masters. Oh, are we surprised Magnetron's gone?
No, no, one bought them. We just moved magnets around.
It was just cool to go in and move things around. And
look. Look how cool that is.
Yeah, and then
it's the hamburger as a magnet. No.
Yeah, let's go now.
Yeah.
I did actually, tell you what, I did buy a magnet from there.
You did?
I did. They do family crests, and I bought the Duncan family crest from there.
When was that? Back in 1980 or something?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I've only bought one, but I'm just saying.
I'm kind of guessing that's probably why they didn't survive very long at all.
Yeah, but exactly. Dunks has not been back.
He's not been back for another one. Yeah.
We're all set now.
Events for Walt Disney World. We had ESPN the weekend. It's really sad that that went. I'm so disappointed that ESPN the weekend's no longer going to be about. We had the Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot. We had the Destination D event, which happened in the previous year in California, and they did it to coincide with the 40th anniversary of Walt Disney World, where they had some absolutely fantastic presentations that went on, including some weird and wonderful trivia. They had some weird and wonderful sort of old videos and things like that from Walt Disney World. They also had one of the Sherman brothers there, Richard Sherman. He was there to do something called Magic Journeys, where he did a musical look at Walt Disney World, which included the return of the Dreamfinder to sing One Little Spark, which is quite cool. Star Wars Weekends, of course, returns, and it returns again this year. But last year was there from May the 20th, finished June the 12th, every weekend between. International Food and Wine Festival, was it as good as previous years this year, Craig?
I don't think it was, actually. It was crowded. It was busy, but I don't know. I don't know what it was about it. It just didn't seem... I think maybe we walked the other way around. Maybe that was it.
Is that what it was? We went in a different direction and it confused.
Yeah, we went, you know, kind of the Mexico way around rather than going in by Canada and going there. I don't know, making a terrible mistake.
How dare you? How dare you change the plan? It wasn't the only food festival, though, because Swan and Dolphin brought theirs back again. Their second year, they brought the Swan and Dolphin Food and Wine Classic. I don't know how it can be a classic after 2 years, but okay.
Oh, do you have to do it before it's a classic?
I don't know. That's a good question. How many years before it becomes a classic? But it was a classic.
Probably fine too.
Wasn't it a classic in the first year as well?
All right.
So
perhaps they call it because it's classic food.
Maybe that's what it is. We then had the disappointment that was the Walt Disney World 40th anniversary. But it was, wasn't it?
That was just yeah.
It was a disappointment. Everyone was expecting something fantastic, and it never came, which is a real shame that it never happened. And
the listeners to Disney bit, really.
Yeah, they've just like, this is a real shame. We always expect something good, and it never happens. It is a real shame that never happened, but. People went along and they did their own thing, and there were some great fan meets that happened that sort of really took the 40th anniversary much further than Disney did. And in a way, I suppose, they showed up Disney, didn't they, by actually taking it much more seriously than they did. We had the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, the Festival of the Masters happened in November as well, and of course, this Christmas time, we've had both the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, which has just ended, basically, the December the 18th. And then we've got the Candlelight Processional going on as well as we speak. That's currently happening. That's everything sort of that's happened, but there's some things we have to say goodbye to in 2011.
Bye, Dunks.
Dunks is one of them. But in Walt Disney World, we have to say goodbye to basically the whole of Mickey's Toontown Fair. that was been sort of there in one form or another since 1988 for Mickey's 60th birthday, and that completely, totally, utterly disappeared. And within that, we said goodbye to Mickey's house. We said goodbye to Minnie's house. We said goodbye to
Let's be honest, a lot of people said goodbye to their houses this year. Yes. Mickey's just one of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. The Barnstormer, we said goodbye to, although it is coming back as the Great Goofini, so it's going to be in a brand new form. The Fairy Tale Pavilion, which is where you would meet sort of your princesses, it's where you would meet Winnie the Pooh, you would meet sort of the fairies, I've said that, haven't I, I think, and all those there as well. That completely disappeared. That's been there since 2008. As we've said already, Donald's Boat, we've talked about Tiki Room under new management. That completely disappeared. But that had a good run. It had been there since 1998, which I didn't think was a bad run at all. We say goodbye to the Tronorail. Anybody sad that the Tronorail's gone?
I was. I like,
you know,
the Tronorail.
I liked the Tronorail.
I suppose I hoped it was the film was rubbish, but I liked the Tronorail.
The film was great.
I was waiting for a Tangled Rail.
Tangled Rail.
With her hair going all the way down.
Or a Clothes Rail. Good.
Clothes Rail.
Don't laugh at or him.
Or it'd be late, and then it could have been British Rail.
Oh, definitely.
The Tickers Bounce Place, which was part of the interactive queue for Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. That's managed one entire year, and then was removed. Basically, I think it turned out it was too dangerous. So Disney spent too much money on it and then got rid of it. The Lotso Meet and Greet, we've already mentioned that, went this year as well, as did the Simply Segway Tour. We've mentioned that as well. We say goodbye to Journey into Narnia.
Bye, Narnia.
Bye, Narnia.
Slagers.
Not at all.
That's good.
And Sounds Dangerous.
No way. Sounds Dangerous. Got it.
Is pretty much, I think we can pretty much say, is gone for good. Especially this holiday season, for those of you who are going. The Comedy Warehouse is moving in for the Christmas season, and they're doing some special shows in Hollywood Studios. And I'm kind of keeping my fingers crossed that this is a test for it to become a permanent addition to Disney Hollywood Studios. How pleased would you be if the Comedy Warehouse went into the studios?
I wouldn't go.
Would you not?
Oh, it's wicked.
Craig?
I would, yeah, definitely. That's good fun. I used to like sit by the phone.
Yeah. I absolutely love the Comedy Warehouse. It was one of those things I would go to every night we were in Pleasure Island, because it's, well, it's my thing, isn't it? It's improvisation, it's performance.
Let's be a tree!
And it's just, it was genius. It was like, Whose Line Is It Anyway? Live.
Yeah, and that died to death.
What, Whose Line Is It Anyway? No, it's
It's just monotonous.
I like it.
I want to go to a theme park to be enjoyed and go on things.
All right, your choice. It Sounds Dangerous or Comedy Warehouse?
Neither. Do something proper with it. You meant to be Hollywood Studios.
Well, it is, kind of.
It isn't. Do something proper. Keep to your name or scrap the name and do something else.
What would you want in there?
I don't know. There's got to be something better you could put in there.
Like?
I don't know. I don't work for Disney.
Oh, okay.
Yet.
Yeah. We've mentioned Don't Waste It. That's gone. Playhouse Disney. What's Your Problem? ESPN The Weekend has gone. No, that wasn't Playhouse Disney. What's Your Problem? That's not me suddenly having attitude with Playhouse Disney.
It seemed to be.
That's what was your problem, Velcro exhibit. That's the one I mean. Your favourite one that you were stuck on.
Oh, yeah.
ESPN The Weekend, we say goodbye to this year because Disney want to do, want to make ESPN more integrated into the whole resort all year round. So they got rid of that again. Well, I still think it's a big mistake. I still don't know why they can't have this as a flagship weekend as part of the integration for the whole year round. I know we've talked about this at length, haven't we, about how it's a shame it's not stayed.
Yup.
Grad Nights, they last year at Magic Kingdom, this year Block Party Bash, we talked about that, was there for a few years, and this is one that I know Craig was particularly annoyed about that they got rid of, and that was the Happy Haunting that happens over at Downtown Disney, and that they didn't bring it back this year.
Happy Haunting,
is that that's one of the things that they named slick. It they named it Happy Haunting, I think. Was it 2008, 2009, which was the trick-or-treat stuff?
Oh, well, they did the free trick-or-treating in Downtown Disney. Oh, no, I love that. Yeah, but no, I was annoyed.
They didn't do it this year, did they?
No, but I was doing it somewhere else, so I'm not allowed to mention. So,
where was that?
I was doing it on a cruise.
Oh, you've been on a cruise?
Yeah, on Halloween.
It is a shame they got rid of this again, because
it was good fun. It didn't cost them nothing. They had bags of those sweets.
Yeah, and then they sort of got rid of it all, which is a shame. Did they get rid of all the decoration? Was a lot of the decoration still there?
No, still that was there. The pumpkin was there, which came in.
Right, okay. That's all right. Well, the British invasion, they went. They'd been there since 1996, and they disappeared 2011. It wasn't a very popular choice to start off with, was it? People were listening to the English Channel and saying, I'm not quite sure they're as good. They're nowhere near as good as the others are. And it was... I think people have started to come round now, haven't they? Because they're now known as the British Revolution. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, they changed all the music initially, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah. British Revolution is much better, I think, as a name. We've also mentioned the dragon legend Acrobats. The Firehouse gift station we've mentioned as a shop. Mickey's Groove and Pooh Corner. The Balzac balloons. This is an interesting one. Do you remember the big giant balloons that you could buy in the walkway in Future World in between the two inventions? Yeah. They've gone. They've stopped selling them.
Many, because they used to hit people as they went past with them.
Well, yes, there is that. Yeah, definitely. We've talked about a lot of the shops and the restaurants already that happened and that changed. Just the last few bits and bobs and odds and ends that changed and went on. We had the new photo backdrop that appeared at Hollywood Studios. And that pretty much... Oh, the royal wedding, where they had their party for everybody who went along to the wedding pavilion. And they were all there at like 3 or 4 o'clock in their pyjamas watching the royal wedding over there as well. Do you know, I think that's pretty much everything that we've covered. So much stuff that has happened in the Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World over the past year. I'm no doubt we have missed a few things here and there, but what do you two both, what's your sort of your hope now for 2012? What do you hope is going to happen with Walt Disney World in the next year? Juz, start us off.
That they keep doing a sterling job.
Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to or hoping will come about?
No, I just think that they do a great job. You know, I occasionally bitch about them, but no, it's awesome. The whole thing's awesome.
I think we've got to remind people, you know, we do this all year, every year, and, you know, we do moan about things, and we are miserable about stuff, but we do...
That's why we get rid of dongles.
Yeah, we do love... what the Disney company do, and we only moan about it because of the fact that we're fans and we want it to be the best it could possibly be. We're not just doing it because we want to be miserable all year round. Dunks, 2012, what are you hoping for?
For prices to go down rather than up.
Crazy.
Right, okay. And what realistically are you hoping for in 2012?
That they come up with a decent show instead of the Magic, the Memories and Me. They go back to something that's good.
Right, so you're hoping for something new.
I want them to ditch. I want them to take a long, hard look at themselves in the mirror and be brave enough, like they did with the Stitch show, to ditch the stuff that doesn't work and use that technology for something amazing. I'd love to see something really cool, like the castle collapse or turn into Splash Mountain or something.
Yeah, okay. Right.
I'm with you.
I think I'm hoping my thing for 2012 is more interactive character meet and greets. So this new technology with Mickey Mouse, you've been able to actually physically interact with the character and speak to you, and hope that they'll begin to do the same thing with Minnie, with Donald, with Goofy, with all of those characters, so it really does truly become a proper, real interactive experience. Now, we've been through all of that information. What we have to tell you, or I want to tell you, is I want to say a massive thank you to somebody called Kevin Yee. Kevin Yee is a guy who writes for Mouse Mag. He's been writing for a lot of Disney websites, things like that. And he sends me through every year a copy of his unofficial Walt Disney World earbook. Get it? Earbook?
Ah, so you've been cheating.
In it. Every year he sends me through his earbook, and this year I've got the 2011 one. It is available from Amazon.com, places like that. And basically, it's exactly that. It's a yearbook of everything that happens in Walt Disney World. We've not mentioned everything that's in there, but we've been through quite a bit of it. It's got loads of photos and things like that. I've got the 2010, 2011. It's a really nice book, actually, just to have on your shelf and to think, oh, what happened in 2010? What happened in 2010? Because there's so many things that happen in the Disney parks that just get completely forgotten about. And this book really does cover pretty much all of them, including you get examples like example times guides and snapshots of selected prizes for different things and things like that as well, which is quite nice to sort of have. So I want to thank Kevin for sending me a copy of that, because that's been basically our guide through today's show, to make sure we include as much as possible. But well, that's it. That's the end of our regular shows, and it's the end of Craig's regular slot with us as well.
Don't all cry.
This is
right.
Going to be the end.
But the Craig, whip round didn't get much.
Craig does have one more swan song, though.
Do I?
Yes.
Okay, I can almost see.
No, not that. No, because for those of you who visit our website regularly, if you visit DisneyBrit.com on Christmas Day,
we're gonna have
a very special, very special Disney Brit podcast entitled Craig's Christmas Crackers. And what we've asked Craig to do is to give us his top three memories from the podcast since he's been on, and we're going to play them. So it's a bit like a review show, or just a look back in the time that Craig's been with us. And we're going to have that, and it will be available as a podcast the following Wednesday. So you'll have the show, so we'll have an extra show. You're going to get three Disney Brits in 3 weeks. Can you believe it? So we'll have that on Christmas Day on the website, and then it'll be released in the feed on the Wednesday.
But can we just say by top three, obviously we mean top five?
No, top three.
No.
I'd say top five, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Top three, but I'll do 3.1, 3.2.
Yeah, it's the Dunks way.
Right, okay. That's fine.
Dunks.
Why is it called my show? So can I basically do
it? You're going in, you're still putting rules in. You're going to do it, he's going to talk over you. Anyway, what my favourite bit's actually Dunks.
Shoot face. Right. anyway, Dunks, this is it. What are your final parting words before we switch the electric chair on?
See ya, suckers.
Yeah, see ya. It's been lovely, it's been enjoyable. I've loved most minutes of it. And I will keep listening avidly every Wednesday when it's out. And thank you all for the love, for the support and the memories.
And he might appear every now and again.
You never know, if the fee comes, if the check's clear, then...
If the check's clear, he might. And for those of you who are interested in replacing Mr. Craig Duncan, we have had quite a few replies.
Do you know he's still on the line here?
Yeah, I know. You will be getting an email very soon about what to do next, just so you know. But we have to thank Craig for everything he's done over the past few years. He has been instrumental in a lot of stuff that's happened with things like Mouse Meets, with all of the stuff that he's done out in America for us and the things that he's brought back and all that sort of stuff. So we are going to miss him a huge amount, aren't we, Joe?
Well, not really, because he's on my feed and we talk to each other every day.
Oh, that's true, yeah. But in a podcasting sense.
In a poddy way.
In a poddy way.
Yeah.
Right. We're starting up our own podcast anyway, so...
Yeah, you are, aren't you? Is it the Cypress Gardens one? Legoland one?
Oh, mean.
True, but mean. Anyway, well, that's the end of this week's...
You're not going to let him plug his show again?
Yeah, he can plug his show in a minute. That's the end of this week's show.
That's right, Dunks.
Yeah,
thanks,
off man. You go. Thanks to our sponsors, touringplans.com. Go over there to check out the latest crowd calendars. Get all your touring plans for the next trip out to the parks. Thank you, Juz, for joining me.
Do you know what? Oh, oh, oh. Merry Christmas.
There you go. And thank you for the last time, Craig.
Ah, it's been an absolute pleasure.
And make sure...
Actually, thank you for the last time, because he's going to come back and do his Christmas crackers.
He is going to do his Christmas crackers.
So really, it's thank you for the penultimate time.
For the penultimate time. Make sure to email us your questions, comments and suggestions, podcast@disneybrit.com. You can also ring our voicemail number, which is...
07545-7980.
Check out disneybrit.com for all the latest news and rumours from Walt Disney World and Disneyland Paris. You can friend up us on Facebook, join the Disney Brit fan page.
Don't bother finding out Craig now.
Yeah, don't bother deleting everyone.
No, he's deleting everyone. Mouse Mag is available to download from magcloud.com, and there'll be a new edition out beginning of January. Thank you for relieving us. Reviews on iTunes also.
Did you just say relieving us?
Yeah, I hope you didn't notice that. For reviewing us on iTunes.
That's funny.
Oh dear, that's a really bad image. You true. Check out our YouTube
channel. What are you doing
channel.
On that laptop? Oh, Disney Brit.
Oh dear. You can search for Disney Brit Podcast over there and find us on there. You of course can also listen to Eye on Orlando, the podcast still being released every single week. You can check that out also on Orlando Sky Radio, which officially launches in January, is it?
Yeah.
And on there, you'll be able to hear Craig Duncan's new show, which is
the Craig Duncan Soul Show.
So the Craig Duncan Soul Show, where basically he invites people on and then steals their souls.
Exactly.
And that's pretty much about it. Don't forget Discot.net. Go over there, check that out, sign up to that, join in with everything that's going on over there. And the next edition of this podcast is going to be available to download, not in 2 weeks' time, no, 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 but in 1 week's time, on December the 28th, it was the final show for Christmas for this year, for 2011. And then the next show, the full show, will be the 4th of January 2012. So that means it's the end of the show. I have nothing else to say other than have a great Christmas. We'll see you later.